Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna.
Morena.
How are you this morning?
Well, I'm thinking of my alternative reality of biking into the studio in that beautiful weather and coming and seeing you, but I'm glad I can talk to you anyway.
Exactly. It's the next best thing. And yes. I'm glad you're talking to us as well, because I'm lamenting my lack of books. I mean, I had a big tidy of my bedroom yesterday and found a bunch of books that I sort of like bought thinking I would read and have never got round to it. But
now's the time.
I feel like a new one could be something that would tempt me. What are we talking about today?
So this is a book called The Ghost of Frédéric Chopin by Eric Fay, and it's published by Pushkin Press. And I want to give you a little introduction to this book's imprint, because it's quite interesting. It's part of this newish series by Pushkin Press called Walter Presents, and it's a collaboration with the UK's Channel 4 TV channel. There's this guy called Walter Usolino. I was trying to Google that before I've had to say it. Usolino. he curates this online platform of foreign language drama and comedy. So now we've got these books that sort of fit within that.
Right.
And so far, the books seem to fit in the cozy-ish crime genre, which is quite nice for this world we live in right now.
Definitely.
But it's got a bit of European politics and class examination throw in. They're
cool.
A bit deeper than you initially think. So, yeah, this is the third book in the series. And we're in Prague. It's 1995. And, not too long after the dissolution of the Soviet Union, Ludvík Slaný is approached to make a documentary about this middle-aged, plain, widowed woman called Vera Foltynová, and she claims that Chopin has been visiting her as a ghost.
Wow.
To dictate her new compositions, which she's been writing down, playing and passing on to more accomplished musicians, because she doesn't even really play the piano. She has a very minimal history of learning when she was a kid. And so, of course, many people think this is a ridiculous hoax, but others say it's not possible that she could compose these complicated compositions on her own.
I like a bit of a ghost story mystery.
Totally, totally. P.S. The word pastiche is used more than any time I've ever read in any other book. It's so funny. So there's this media agency wants Slaney to catch Foltynová out, and no expense is spared in both interviewing her for this documentary,
wow,
but also tracking her. And all is not what it seems. Vera's husband was imprisoned during the communist rule. Pavel Cerny is a private investigator who follows her. He's an ex-communist secret police agent. And there's this well-established relationship between the media and secret services.
Ooh.
And it's a time in flux for the Czech citizens in this new era. So it really catches this super interesting time while we just have this ghost mystery going on in the background. So when you pull yourself back from the story, it seems quite ridiculous. Like, there's all these men, like this is a book full of men trying to catch out this who's deemed to create this crazy woman. However, Slaney drives himself crazy trying to figure it out. So ultimately, we have a very political and super philosophical novel that has this mystery trailing through it.
It sounds like it would be quite funny. Like, there's got to be a bit of tongue-in-cheek going on here. Has it got an element of humour in it?
Yeah, I think that there is in a little bit, because I don't know if the author, Eric Fay, meant to do this, but I think the men come off as quite ridiculous. You know, like meeting in these cafes and like watching her from across the hotel room. But there's this hangover of the political changes as well. But one of the most exciting things about this book is it's actually based on a real woman.
True.
Her name was Rosemary Brown, and Eric Fay dedicates this book to her. So I really recommend Googling her. There's these amazing photos of her sitting in front of a piano. It's super fascinating. So one thing we found during last level 4, at time out, was that the crime, people could not get enough crime. And I'm usually not much of a crime reader, but I just I've been on this crime buzz in the last few days and it's really escapist. Like, I just can really just can't put
a
these
books
down. A
reading crime spree.
Yeah, that's right. It's actually quite lovely. So I really like the series. I think it's worth checking out the Walter Presents series. And you can buy anything still from Time Out. Our website is just live and it's just, I don't know, the web orders are coming through and then we'll just package them as soon as we're allowed back in the shop.
With the old pizza peel at level 3?
That's right, the pizza peel 2.0 is coming back.
Excellent. Oh, well, I'm glad that you've been getting stuck into some hearty crime reading, or cosy crime reading. Remind us of the name of this book again.
This is called The Ghost of Frederick Chopin. It's by Eric Fay. It's only $23. It's a cute little size, really nice little cover. And we've got it on the shelf back at the shop, so we can get that sent out as soon as we move on to the next phase.
Excellent. Well, take care, Jenna. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. It's always lovely to hear from you. And we'll hopefully be able to get our hot little hands on some new books soon.
You too. Take care. But in the meantime, I know everyone has books on their shelves that they haven't read yet, so that now's the time to crack into those.
Exactly. Hey, cheers. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads. It's